Welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. And today we'll talk about change. I remember 16 years ago when my marriage ended, a friend said, "The only constant in life is change." And I was just, no. I want to hold it all together. I was too much change at that time. But everything is changing. The weather is changing. The seasons are changing. If you don't live sort of in a country where it's summer or winter all year round. And of course, we are changing. And the good thing is, another great food for thoughts is in 7 years, every cell of your body has renewed and changed. So we are not the same as we were 7 years ago. And as always, I have my gorgeous friend and a friendship that changes and matures and grows deeper. Janet.
Hi, Caroline. I love that. I mean, definitely change is on my mind right now too, for two reasons. I mean, the weather, you're right. We've definitely turned that corner into what feels like autumn as we, head into October tomorrow. And we've got those heavy rain showers and the leaves are coming off the trees. We can see the color is changing. In some part, it's that entering. For us, we call it autumn. Some people call it fall. It has that. There's also a nice feeling to it as well, as we get a little bit annoyed about the rain, but it's that sort of like coziness feeling coming in, of being able sort of to wear slightly warmer clothes, to have hot soups and stews. I love that, very comforting food. To me, it's a time of like pre-wintering, and we talked about wintering in a different episode, but it's that sort of getting ready to sort of enter that period of taking that pause. So that's one change that's going on right now. I've even had to change my wardrobe of clothes from put the summer stuff all away and pulling out the winter stuff. I've had to put this on because we haven't quite hit October, so my husband's not keen to put the heat on. So hopefully tomorrow it will, but today I'm like feeling, oh, I'm a bit chilly, so this is on to keep me cozy. And then also, as well, in my mind, it's also about the menopausal change for women who are going through that change in their life. And again, that's almost like the same thing of entering that sort of autumn, that perimenopause, is that sort of entering autumn into menopause, that sort of wintering period. So there are a lot of changes. And as your friend rightly says, as much as sometimes we don't always want to be there in the middle of it, change is the only constant. And unfortunately, we have to learn to ride the waves of change. And I know at times it hasn't been easy for me. What about you, Caroline?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I try to hold on to things. And if you can imagine, if you're sort of on a little boat going with the flow of your river and you're trying to hold on at the branch or something, because you don't want to keep going. And that can be quite strenuous. Your arm get hurt, you sort of pull, you don't go with the flow. And that's the same if we want to hold on to things that take so much energy. And holding on to unhealthy things, unhealthy relationships, unhealthy habits, whatever comes up. And yeah, change is a constant. And I mean, we are pet moms. I have three grown children. Actually, the youngest turned 21 today, so it feels like wow. But they constantly change. We expect them to grow up. They're tiny newborns, babies, toddlers. They go to school, they go high school, they graduate, they, enter their life, and we wouldn't hold them back as much as we'd love them to be younger or cuddly or whatever, you know, and the dogs and the cats and everything. And then again, with ourselves, we feel like everything shall stay the same. But sometimes we move house. We both have moved continents, you know, countries. And it's just, and that's the same, you know, when you have a move or a big move ahead, you're sort of excited about the future, but still there's so much to clear out here due to maybe things you don't need, or to pack and to wrap and then to ship over. And that's the change in life as well. And you're also aware of that change of energy, of that golden era coming in. And especially, I think now that September was so rocking the boat, you know, and it's sort of, and in all that change of energy, in all the craziness that is going around, we are all still called to ground, to stay in our center, and to stay in our heart and connect to our soul. And I think that never changes. And our heart is sort of our anchor. I mean, we grow our heart, opens more and more, and we connect on a deeper level to our soul. But it's still wonderful. And yeah, holding on to unhealthy relationships, done that, not once, but twice, you know, and holding on to things how they were because it was comfortable. And then life throws us a curveball, and we go outside of our comfort zone, and we experience life on a new level in new ways. And yeah, and sometimes the worst day becomes sort of the best day. And that's important to know, that it's constantly changing and adapting to the change and letting go. Letting go
Exactly.
and returning to our heart and soul. I think that's so, so important.
Exactly. I mean, just as you're saying there, that all of that, I totally can, I feel that. I feel it. And it is important to remember that, you know, I used to work in a role where I had to deal with a little bit of change management when we were rolling out new IT systems and things. And there was always a lot of negativity. It was people were used to the existing systems. They didn't want things to change. They knew how things worked. And it was my role to inform people to get them on board with the new system. And it was very important for me to get groups together and talk about what was needed, what changes were coming, and how it would benefit them. And I think once I paved that way of change management, of managing that change, and you know, getting people on board with the change, it made life so much easier rather than just rolling something out and go, get on with it. It was really kind of making them part of that change. And I think now today, as a transformational and spiritual life coach, it's very important when you're working with the client is to really find their motivators as to why they want to change. I mean, because, you know, if you work with somebody and they don't really have a why, that it's probably not going to happen. Whereas if they really, really connect with a reason why they want to change, why they want to shift from one thing to another, then they're really on board with that change and the change will happen. And for everybody, it's a different time scale. Everybody is unique. Everybody does it their own unique way. And that's part of the joy of the process. But it is important, you know, to be aware that, I mean, both of us work with clients and coaching clients through change. And as part of that, it is important to work with that client to delve down to really, really explore what's going on. I love it. I love it. I know you do too, Caroline. It's like unpicking and unweaving, and if I kind of use an analogy of like you've got a sweater and it's all gone a bit, not lost its goodness, and you unravel it, and then you actually use that ball of wool to then create something new, and then you're suddenly go, oh, I have a new, throw that I really love now. Yes, it's change, but it's still the same. And I think that's sort of also part of the thing is remembering that even though change comes, and it can be the universe giving us that nudge that's sort of going, right, you are sitting too long in this, you need to go here. And I have to push you into that change. That's hard when it's kind of something you haven't been expecting and it just hits you like that, as you well know, Caroline. And when it's a change that you're choosing for yourself, that does make it a lot easier. But change brings with it, I mean, a lot of emotions. It is an emotional roller coaster, and that is one aspect of dealing with any change, because there's sometimes an element of grief. You mean the same with you, because you when your marriage broke down, there's that element of grief that you're saying goodbye to that old world. That old life, and you're making that move into the new, unfamiliar. It's a bit scary. There's a lot when we talk about change and transformational work is a really massive step that people take, and that's why we always say, come and work with somebody who understands that, who can handhold you through that process and support you and be there for you, because it's not easy to do it on your own.
Yeah, and sometimes you just can't. I mean, like for me, I love my energy work and I can do that every hour of every day. I mean, I can clear, and of course, part of my energy work is to be the clear channel and clear that. But if something is with me, I need to go to my trusted energy healer because there are just things you can't do on your own. You can maintain it, you can clear it, you can keep it good. And that's the beauty with the energy work, the work we do. I hold my clients in that loving space. And in that loving space, we feel safe, we feel nurtured, we feel good. And then it's easier to just let it go. And especially now in autumn, in fall, the trees have to let go of their leaves. Otherwise, they would freeze to death. It's just like, and sometimes we just have to let those leaves go and stand on our own and then regrow new leaves, new bloom, new fruits, whatever kind of trees we are, and that's truly important to, observe nature, like we said, the weather, the seasons, even the moon cycle. There are so many different things that change, and I love to go on my dog walk, topic we have every day, every time, but I walk towards the sunrise, and I love to observe that in summer the sunrise is more to the left, and then it sort of, and of course it gets later and later, but it's just like observing that change and going with that change. Sometimes it's not, there are times when we just sort of feel like, when my relationship ended and we didn't see each other for a while, but it was already sort of finished. And then eventually I just opened the cupboards and I took all his stuff out and got it in big bags. And I just brought it all to the storage room. It was that sort of like, I have to get rid of it. That really deep sprinkler of all the energy of anything. But it took me a while. It took me 2, 3 months to really be ready. And sometimes we have that urge to get rid of something, and that's okay. But sometimes change is really gentle, you know, every day a little more, every day a little something, and that is also beautiful. So we grow with it and just allow that. And I mean, yeah, I mean, change, we have more and more gray hair. We have, you know, a little bit more
Wrinkles.
wrinkles, little laugh lines. That's all part of it. And that's okay. You know, it's really okay. And so change is
Inevitable.
natural.
It
And I
is
think if we can
natural.
accept that, it's easier. And I don't know how it was for you, Janet, but for me, the more I connected to the universe, grounded myself, the more I did my spiritual work, energy work, the more it felt okay for change. You know, beforehand it was sort of like, oh, change, you know, oh, again, you know. But then I am more
Flexible.
flexible, sort of the energy is softer, I can adapt, you know, it's sort of, yeah, it's more in the flow. And in that flow, when you live in the flow, it already implies that changes are on the way, and you can take it more with stride. And yeah, you fluctuate, and it's okay.
Yeah, I have to say, I still am a little bit challenged by certain changes. And I know that's part of my journey is that when certain things come up now, I have to start to really, it's another level of healing for me to look at and investigate. But one thing I did want to mention about change, and particularly sort of the work we do with coaching and helping people to make shifts in their lives in a positive way, is that you can't make someone change if they don't want to. You can only go through that process when it's you as a person really, really want that change for yourself. And you can't do it for other people. You can only do it for yourself. And I think that's also something else to bear in mind, because I'm sure along the way you've talked or met with people who, you can almost tell from the way they're speaking is that it's coming from outside sources saying that they need to change, but they're not feeling it themselves. They're not at that point ready to embrace that change. And I think that's also really important, is that for this type of work, it really has to come from within. It has to be a strong desire for yourself to do that. And I'm going through changes and growth, and but that's part of the spiritual journey, as we say. It doesn't end. It sort of just keeps going, and each new level of change is a new opportunity to grow, to explore, to develop. And we embrace that now, as you sort of say, being that more flexible, because we have the tools to do that. But I have to say, it is an interesting journey, that's for sure. Because sometimes you just don't see things coming, and when they do hit, but the more prepared you are in yourself, like that tree with the deep, deep roots, when that storm hits, that you can weather that storm and go through whatever change is necessary. But yeah, when we're talking about the topic this week, change, and I thought, oh, actually, there's a lot on change, what it means. I mean, for some people, it means, oh, the coins in your pocket, your change. But actually, for us, we always come out, well, I do anyways, from that more transformational change, like that butterfly from the chrysalis, the really messy part, to then, coming. Breaking free as a beautiful butterfly is always an analogy that we use for that change process. So it's an interesting one. I wonder what our audience, our viewers listening, watching, what it means to them. Let
Yeah,
us know.
definitely. And I love hearing other people's stories, you know, what they went through, you know, and the important thing is to take one step at a time. You know, if something really ends suddenly, you are sort of left with the broken pieces, and then sort of get ourselves up and slowly enter a new era of life. And yeah, and like you said, with clients, we can only hold the space, you know. And of course, I can clear the energy so it's easier. They get more sense of who they are and maybe an idea of what they want or so. But it's definitely in both our works, we are not there and we're not breaking some of your branches off, you know. And I always say, what's ready to go is ready to go. And if they, or even you and I, if we want to hold on to something, no one is taking that away, you know. So it's, and I think there is divine timing
Yes.
when you're ready to let that go, you know. And like you said, grief is a journey whenever something changes. And some people need to hold on to that for a longer time. Others are more ready to let it go or in phases, whatever comes. And yeah, just imagine we're still children, you know, we develop every day, we embrace our journey here on Earth. And yeah, life would be boring if it's all same all the time. So, yeah,
I agree.
embrace change. I mean, we don't eat the same thing every day. We are not always happy all the time. So it's okay. And I think when we can see at the little things that change naturally, you know, with food or everything, like you said, now we have more autumnal food, you know, warming stuff, and that's okay. We wouldn't eat hot soup in summer, or you know, now we love tea or candles and all these kind of things. So it's good. Change is good. Stagnation, not so. And if you are ready or love to embrace yourself, be more in the flow, more loving with yourself, feel more worthy, more connected to your soul purpose, reach out to us. We are always happy, happy to connect with you and support you. And yeah, change. Let us
Exactly.
change.
Exactly. I like that because, you know, life is a journey. And as you sort of say, you know, we talked last week about sort of different things, about things being set in place and how we sort of maybe for some of us, we're not like that. We procrastinate about sort of we like the more flexibility of having time to do that. And I think also when we think about our life journey, some people like set those goals and really try and stick to them when actually you need that little bit of flexibility to sort of say, no, do you know what? Actually, I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm changing direction. I think I'm going to go there because it looks more interesting, or do a little detour. And the thing is, as you sort of said, I know I am that kangaroo that like kind of moves around and does it. And that's just how I am. But I find that because of that, my life has had so many adventures. When I start to tell people about them, they're going, really? And I'm going, yeah, I've done this and I've done that. And I'm not meaning to show off because I'm not. It's just how life has brought me on different paths because I made choices. And thanks to those choices, you know, my life has been a lot very interesting. Now it's taking a bit of more of a lull, maybe I'm entering that sort of autumnal fall period where it's just a little bit more quieter, which is probably a good thing right now, and allowing me to change my focus on to doing slightly different things right now. So change is something to be embraced. It's not something to be afraid of. I think we just need to start to see it a bit like the procrastination, that it's there for our benefit.
Definitely, definitely. And yeah, good things will come our way, you know, and when we're open to walk the path, can only get
Exactly.
better. So that's the thing. I think sometimes we feel change is always for the worse, but actually it is for a more expansive.
Growth. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it might feel like a little step back to then go off on a higher tangent. Exactly that. But yes, embrace change and the opportunities. As you said, there was like be a childlike explorer. You know, oh, okay, where's this going to take me? And I think if you have that sort of very open, almost slightly excited energy, that shifts things as well. Whereas if you're very fearful, that very negative emotion, it's really heavy and can attract then not so pleasant experiences. But go in it with that childlike joy, you know, I'm ready for this adventure and let's see what's going to happen and where I go and who I meet, and you'd be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, and don't carry this big, heavy backpack with you, you know, let go.
Yeah, travel light. I'm still working on that one.
Yeah, and it keeps collecting, right? So we
Yeah, you
have
have to
to
keep clear
unpack it
now.
regularly. So yeah, definitely, definitely.
Exactly. But this has been a great topic and great to remind me as well about change.
Yeah, the only constant is change,
Yeah.
and that's good. And we can embrace it, and life is happening for us always. And that's just amazing. Are
Absolutely.
you ready for more change? A change in topic next week.
Changing topic every week. Join us for the next
Thank
one.
you
Oh.
so much for being here, Janet Groom and Caroline Palmy. Thank you.
Thank you. Love and light. Blessings, everyone.